I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless that first responders have not had the chance to count the bodies. President Trump commenting yesterday.
I will say what Russia and what Iran and what Syria have done recently is a humanitarian disgrace. I will tell you that. We're there for one reason. We're there to get ISIS and get rid of ISIS and go home. We're not there for any other reason. And we've largely accomplished our goal.
There's no immediate comment from the Syrian government. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said today in a statement that this decision shows the U.S. administration's insistence on damaging the grounds for peace by trampling over international law, the resolutions of the United Nations Security Council on Jerusalem. Vice President Mike Pence told the Israeli parliament last month the move would take place at the end of 2019, but the State Department said Friday the administration would open the embassy in May to coincide with Israel's 70th birthday. President Donald Trump announced U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, angering Washington's Arab allies and Palestinians who want the eastern part of the old city as their capital. This is VOA News. Australia has slipped in Global Corruption Index, according to Transparency International. The U.S. is ranked 16th, while New Zealand tops the list as the world's least corrupt nation. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia appears to be failing in its efforts to crack down on bribery, according to the latest survey conducted by Transparency International, a non-governmental organisation based in Germany. Professor A.J. Brown, who leads a project called Strengthening Australia's National Integrity System for Transparency International, says much more work needs to be done.
We don't have a federal anti-corruption body, amongst other things. So it's also about the fact that our track record in terms of government commitment to controlling foreign bribery or money laundering and some of the things that the private sector is also involved in internationally is not that strong. We're moving, but we've been moving very slow and very late and not very comprehensively.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
This year, New Zealand and Denmark were rated the least corrupt, South Sudan and Somalia the most corrupt. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence in the capital city.
On her way to
U.S. President Donald Trump revived a campaign favorite on Friday, reciting lyrics to the 1960s song The Snake during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Committee.
Half-hearted, frozen snake.
The song tells the tale of a woman's good intentions backfiring when she tries to nurse a snake back to health.
And that's what we're doing with our country, folks. We're letting people in, and it's going to be a lot of trouble. It's only getting worse. But we're giving you protection like never before. Our law enforcement's doing a better job.
Regarding gun control, President Trump reiterated for the third consecutive day, the need to arm teachers with concealed weapons to prevent more shootings in U.S. schools. Ted Deutsch is the Florida U.S. congressman who represents the district that includes the families victimized by this week's shooting.
But thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough. Congress owes them something more. We owe them action. For those who say it's too soon, for those who always say it's too soon to make change, you must live with the knowledge that it is too late for the grieving parents. It's too late for the survivors who will carry this with them forever.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.